Chapter 15, Gifts. It all belongs to God. Tom Lance, Grove Community Church. After living in Germany for 4 years and witnessing our friends' great faith, we returned to the United States. Upon our return, we were determined to put some teeth into our commitment to be churchgoers, and we joined a United Methodist Church in Bossier City, Louisiana. In joining that church, we promised to faithfully participate in a local congregation through our prayers, presence, gifts, and service. That was over 40 years ago, and even though we were no longer a part of that particular church, we are still trying our best to follow that pledge we made so long ago. So, what does it all mean? The prayers, presence, and service are self-evident and will be discussed further in other chapters. But what about participating with our gifts? Gifts are not just material gifts, but also include your time, talents, and resources. Those are dealt with also in other chapters. This chapter will only deal with financial resources. Martin Luther is quoted as saying, "People go through three conversions, the conversion of their head, their heart, and their pocketbook. Unfortunately, not all at the same time." This tongue-in-cheek quote bears some truth. Why is it so important that we give our financial resources to the work of the Lord? The quote at the start of this chapter came from my pastor on a recent Sunday when my church was launching a huge campaign that asked members to give sacrificially over and above the tithe of the 10% that we normally give. For the past 6 years, the members of our church have met the yearly campaign goals every year. Once we understand that it all belongs to God, why wouldn't we want to give back? We seem to have no problem tipping 10 to 20% at restaurants for good service. Why wouldn't we want to give back to the giver of all things? There are many references to giving in the Bible in both Testaments. Perhaps the most quoted is Malachi. "Bring the whole tithe, tenth, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will not be enough to store it." Malachi 3:10. There are many references just like this. In the agrarian society of that time, most gifts to the Lord were a tenth of the harvest or of the livestock. Today, what we can infer is that the Lord asks us to give one-tenth of our financial resources. So, why is it important to give to God? 1. To return His love. God has given everything to us. Life, wonderfully engineered bodies, complete with the best computer system ever devised, and especially His Son, Jesus Christ. How can we ever repay that? We return His blessing when we give to others. Giving is a natural response to His love. 2, because God tells us we should. There are numerous passages that talk about giving to God. King David declares God's ownership of everything. "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." Psalm 24:1. We are just here as stewards. We have the power whether to be faithful stewards or not. 3, because there's need. There is so much need everywhere today in our church, in our community, and our world. Find something about which you are passionate and give a bit of your financial resources to that. For over the past 20 years, we have supported the education of 2 third world boys through World Vision. The current boys are from Malaysia and Guatemala. It is a small sum for us, but makes a huge difference for these 2 boys. One cannot do that much, but when you combine our gifts with those of others, much can be done. 4, because giving brings pleasure to us. Without giving, we would be very selfish. Giving breaks us out of this selfishness. Giving also brings us pleasure and gives us worth. You can find many studies on the value of giving to the person who is doing the giving. There's a sense of satisfaction in knowing that we are contributing to the work of the Lord. When we take our gifts to those who need them, they break out in thanksgiving to God. How good it feels to share even a small part of that. And lastly, number 5, to glorify God. In his book, The Bride, Renewing Our Passion for the Church, Charles Swindoll states that our purpose in life is to glorify God. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul talks about generosity. He talks about God loving a cheerful giver and that God will always bless our gifts. He goes on further to say, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." 2 Corinthians 9:11. When we take our gifts to those who need them, they will break out in thanksgiving to God. Not only do we glorify God and cause others to glorify Him, but we can also know that we are pulling our fair share with both the recipients of the gift and the Lord. Being faithful stewards, we can meet the Savior in worship knowing that we have done our part. Lastly, let's talk about the tithe. Back to the passage in Malachi 3:10, where we are directed to bring 1/10 of what we have into the storehouse. Tithing is not so much about giving your financial resources as it is showing faith that you can trust God with all that you have, including your financial resources. I remember being challenged many years ago to begin tithing. It was a scary thought, and we knew that we could not do 10% immediately. Some of you may be thinking, "That's fine for you, but you haven't seen my budget." I remember vividly being in that same place many years ago. The only way we could get to 10% was to increase our giving each year by a certain percent. After some years, we got there and have been there ever since. Just in case you're worried about not having enough, our accountant says that she has never met a tither with financial challenges. One of my favorite quotes comes from Billy Graham. He says, "You can't outgive God." From personal knowledge, I can tell you that once you trust God with your finances, it gives you an incredible peace of mind. You may also find it gives you better financial discipline. For a control freak like me, tithing was a huge step, but once we began to tithe, we have never looked back.